Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Times wrote a story, and I think it was picked up by other left-wing news outlets, saying
Republicans are stalking ballot drop boxes. Poll watchers stalking mail-in ballots. Oh my God, it's the worst thing ever. The fascists are watching the drop boxes. Ah.
And there was this whole fuss. And the obvious question would be, well, wait a second. Why does that bother you? Why does somebody wanting to watch the ballot drop boxes bother you so much? Why would you be against that? I thought you wanted to stop voter fraud. Democrats complain about voter fraud all the time and blame Republicans. But then when Republicans talk about voter fraud, they say it doesn't exist. It's just more of the doublethink of the liberal Democrat mindset. But okay, why would they be upset that there's poll watchers? Why would they want to block out windows so nobody can see them counting the votes? Why would they be upset that Republicans are organizing for people to watch the drop boxes after the 2000 Mules documentary exposed how Democrats cheated in the 2020 election? Why would they be so concerned? Another guest was on with Steve Bannon yesterday. Melody Jennings was addressing this exact phenomenon. Here it is in clip 13.
People are getting the word. They are showing up. Our people are showing up and gathering around boxes and shutting the stuff down. What these mules don't understand is, just because, you know, I put a fuzzy still shot up on True Social that doesn't look like anything, we're geo-tracking them. We've got cameras on the back sides of them. You know, people are freaking out because they say this picture doesn't prove anything. That's okay. We have the sauce. We're just showing you that we're out there, and people are coming and joining us, and it's great camaraderie going on. In Michigan, we're about to go viral all over the state. I've got people all lined up getting ready to march out there around your boxes, so be on notice. Tudor Dixon, Matt Taperno are here to help. If you need me, shout me out.
So there you go. Now, yesterday I covered a story where an individual checked the box on a mail-in ballot that said the individual receiving this mail-in ballot is no longer living here or deceased. He continues to get mail-in ballots sent to his mailbox. Doesn't matter how many times he checks the box to get them off the voter rolls, they keep showing up. I explained why. That's how Democrats decide who they can vote for. They double test the market. Okay, this person's definitely dead. We can vote for him. Nobody will know. You also have this. This is even crazier. Dead dog receives register to vote by mail application from Michigan Democrat Party. You can see his response at the story at the Gateway Pundit. So that's what they're doing. Now, again, I ask the question, why would anybody be concerned that there are poll watchers monitoring the mail-in ballot drop boxes? Why would anybody be concerned with that? Do I even have to tell you the answer? Is it not the most obvious thing ever? Because they want to cheat. 1 + 1 = 2. Why would they be concerned that you're watching the drop boxes? Because they're planning on using them to cheat. Duh. And they say all this publicly, and they think that you're so stupid you won't get it. Oh, why? Why are they putting cardboard boxes over the windows at the polling locations? Oh, I don't know, not to hide anything. Why are they pulling up with truckloads of ballots at 3 a.m. in the morning in Detroit, Michigan? Oh, not so they can count 300,000 votes for Biden. Oh, why did they lie and say there was a water main break in Georgia so that everybody left the polling center and then they pulled out a bunch of boxes from underneath the table and double running them through the counters? Not because they were cheating. Why are they upset that you're out there watching the ballot drop boxes? Because they're cheating. Why do they block the windows? Because they're cheating. Why do they lie about a water main break? Because they're cheating. Why do truckloads of ballots come in at 3 a.m. in the morning for Biden? Because they're cheating. It's so obvious. And you know what's even sadder about it? We know it. They know it. They know we know it. We know they know we know it. And they still do it. These people are sick.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Show. And now, your host, Owen Troia.
All right, one of the all-time greats, Bryson Gray, joins me now. And you want to talk about an individual that doesn't take a knee for anybody except Jesus Christ. Bryson Gray is that guy. Now, he recently put out a song. We're gonna air it here on the show in the next segment, and we're actually going to debut a music video that we made for it. He put together his own video with the lyrics. I think that was yesterday when you first put that out, Bryson. But I want to talk about your motivations for this song, discussing the Kanye West and Alex Jones lawsuits. You put out a song yesterday. It's a great song, by the way. We're going to play it in the next segment. What motivated you to put the lyrics down on paper and then to put the song out yesterday?
Because the stuff is also happening to me. So it really hit home when I see him getting sued for his freedom of speech. I see Kanye getting banned and his bank accounts getting banned for his freedom of speech. That stuff already happened to Alex. Now it's happening to Kanye. And it makes me think, because I'm a very controversial person. I'm outspoken myself, and I have opinions that people would call against the grain. So when you think about what's happening to them, it's like, yo, like, we're literally next. Anybody that says anything against the agenda or outside of the agenda is next. Look at what they did to Andrew Tate. That happened before Kanye. So it just hit home for me for that reason.
So this is something you feel you can relate to as a musician, as an artist who's been deplatformed and had to deal with censorship yourself.
Yeah, I mean, who else gets songs banned on Spotify, never getting to pit back up? That doesn't really happen to a lot of people. When they start banning the music, there's an issue. When they start really taking it, like Kanye can't say, I don't even know if I can say half the way he said on here, but like, he can't just question certain things. He can't say basic truths on social media. He can't say fentanyl was a contributor to George Floyd's death. Like, these are things we can't say. He can't say secular Jews own the entire music industry. Like, we can't say these things. Alex Jones can't give an opinion. Alex Jones even said he was wrong about some things, apologized, and it's still not enough. So it's like, come on, man.
Well, and you know, let's go into this topic, because here's my thing is I want consistency. The one thing I'm always talking about, I always try to say to my audience, if I ever have a quotable, it's if it can't be applied universally, it's not logic, it's propaganda. And that's all I see here is propaganda. So it's mainstream to not just say white people run the world, but to paint that as a bad thing and say white supremacy all the time. So it's perfectly acceptable to criticize white people. And by the way, it's acceptable to criticize black people. Conservatives criticize black people all the time. Let's not act like that doesn't go on. I was doing it earlier today. So white people are fully able to be criticized. Black people are fully able to be criticized. That happens every day in America. Okay, it's called free speech. You disagree, you debate. But oh, not those white people. Oh, not those white people. So you can say Kanye West could rap about white people running the world all day long, but as soon as he inserts the word Jew into it, all of a sudden he can't say it. That's why I know it's not logic, it's propaganda.
I was just talking about this on a live stream, actually. Because, you know, CRT and things like that in the schools is all to paint the white male as a white supremacist or KKK or the enemy. And then on the conservative side, they love when we talk about the black-on-black crime rate. They love when we talk about what's going on in the black neighborhoods. They love when we talk about what the rappers are promoting in their music. But as soon as you talk about the people funding what the rappers are promoting in their music, the ones signing, giving these artists the money and pushing this stuff out, artists don't push their own music out. These people get in front of your faces. And, I mean, they are secular Jews. The big three record labels are all owned by secular Jews. This isn't a conspiracy. This is just reality and a fact. But as soon as you say that, everybody has a problem with it. So, yeah, the double standard or triple standard, whatever this can be called, is insane.
And I don't understand what the big deal is either. It's like, hey, look, yeah, Jewish Americans are highly successful. I don't think you see many homeless Jewish people. I don't think I see any Jewish girls at Planned Parenthood. That's fine. Hey, Jewish people do successful in America. Good for them. They like the free market. They like capitalism. You want to do business with them? You make millions of dollars in the process? Hey, good for you, too. If you don't like it, then fine. You don't have to do it. But it's like you're not even allowed to talk about it. And so, but somebody that's been through the music industry before and you're independent, I mean, what can you say about that? I mean, how much of what we see from mainstream music is original or from the actual artist versus somebody else putting that out there for them?
Well, when music artists sign a record deal, you don't have creative control anymore. You don't control how it gets promoted. You don't even control. They can change the beat if they want to. They can add another artist if they want to. They can change the hook if they want to. And these record label owners, let me just use that phrase, are very smart in the way they do it. This is all a plan. That's why they get these. Think about it. This music, drill music, is literally about people that are actually dead in real life getting promoted. So these labels are signing these people, giving them $1 million, pitting this drill music in front of everybody's faces. Lil Nas X, pitting them in front of everybody's faces. These people don't have creative control. They don't even control their video shoots. They don't even control their photo shoots. they don't have that control. That's how contracts work.
Now, when you get in, because here's the thing, too. They want to make, whether it's the Me Too movement or, you know, racism, this or whatever, okay, let's look at every little word or every little action. But, I mean, I could sit here and take a look at mainstream rap lyrics from anybody. It doesn't matter. Any mainstream rap lyrics you want. You pick the rap artist, mainstream, played on the radio, played on TV, all over the internet, millions of views. You play it. You're going to find lyrics that are blatantly misogynistic, blatantly violent, blatantly even racist and all this other stuff. Nobody really, barely even a fuss, barely even a blip on the radar. Nobody really complains about that. But then Kanye West goes on podcasts and all of a sudden there's all these problems in the world. I mean, talk about that double standard or just why you chose to not do those kind of lyrics.
I'm going to tell you what's more interesting to add to it. Look up who's a part owner of TikTok, Warner Music. Look up who's a part owner of Spotify. Look who owns the Spotify playlist. So these songs are talking about murder, sex, drugs, misogyny, right? True misogyny. Not only are these rappers allowed to do it, but the people that control the platforms and put it in front of your face, they're pushing it out there. I decided to do something different because that is destructive. And I used to make the music about women shaking their butts and getting drunk and stuff like that. I used to make that music. Then you realize, you know, me, as of course my faith comes first. So when I changed my life, what I was rapping about started to change. And then you realize how destructive that stuff is. Like, if you look at clubs, I don't know if you remember what the Waka Flocka era, and Waka Flocka was popular, but when I used to go to the club and Waka Flocka would play, it'd be a fight. Or Crime Mob, Nuck If You Buck, it'd be a fight when those songs play. Music has influence over your mind. So I decided to go a different route and try to make it positive. That's why I got a song called I'm Not Depressed, because every other song will tell you to be depressed. So I want to give you something different.
And that's kind of another frustration here. It's like, look, whether you like what Ye said or not, or whether you think it's anti-Semitic or not, how is it that you have a problem with that, but not all the garbage that you have been fed in these lyrics? Much worse for humanity, much worse for the country, much worse for the youth at large than anything Ye says on a podcast.
I don't know if you know, but these same rappers who mad at Kanye, they just came together to defend drill music. You know, New York was trying to ban drill music. You know, this music about murder and killing. And the rappers came together and fault for drill music to not get their free speech taken away from them? These same rappers was just fighting that. P. Diddy was doing it. Noriega was talking about it. Meek Mill. All these rappers came together to defend drill music. But Kanye speaking his mind, something that in my view is positive, but y'all going against him. What's really going on? What is really happening behind the scenes?
Yeah, and I think that's the problem is what Kanye's saying is making people think and ask those questions, and you're not supposed to think. Somebody else is supposed to think for you. You're not supposed to ask those questions. Only the acceptable mainstream media can ask the questions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to play Bryson Gray's new song with the music video that our crew made. Bryson hasn't even seen this yet, so I'm excited to get his reaction to it. But, folks, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Bryson Gray, he gets deplatformed. He gets banned. So we put him on our website, band.video. Why? Who wouldn't want Bryson Gray on your website? What, are you insane? Of course we want Bryson Gray on brand.video so you can listen to his music there. But, folks, it's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So before you hear the new song, after this short break, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get one of our great supplements on sale 50% off right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And so now you see why they can't have Bryson Gray's music go mainstream and they can't have it on Spotify and you won't hear it on radio stations because his lyrics don't sing about pimping hoes and shooting cops and all that type of violence. No, he sings about truth and reality and has powerful messages in his lyrics. So there you go, though. Your first response, the music video put together by the crew here for you.
Yo, that was fire, bro. That was heat, bro. Hey, whichever one of y'all did that, gang, gang.
Big ups to Rob Dew and Darren McBreen. I know they were the two main forces. I'm not sure who else helped in that matter. I got a little cameo, too. You know, I mean, I got to have my role in there. I mean, come on.
Yes, sir. Now, that was heat, bro.
But there we go. So I think, now, guys, are we going to, we should probably put that up on Bryson Gray's channel on Bandout Video. I don't know if they've done that yet, but we'll get that up on Bryson Gray's channel. And so when you can't put your music out on Spotify, where can people find your music other than just Bandout Video?
I was just about to say Bandout Video. I try to post it on my Twitter. I post it everywhere I can, but when stuff gets banned, it gets banned. Like right now, I uploaded this song like 6 days ago and it's still not on Spotify or anything. So I don't know, man. Bandout Video.
So you're telling me that it's just like sits in limbo? They don't even tell you what's going on?
So I had this issue with TuneCore, which is another distribution service. At first, stuff would happen. So I switched to DistroKid, and usually they get it up within 3 to 5 days. It's so beautiful. But the last two took like a little longer. And this song, they just haven't picked it up. I don't know. You know, but it's not the distribution service, it's the stores. Like, it's the stores that like, they have to put it up.
Well, I'm not surprised that you have to jump through hoops just to get your stuff uploaded. You know, a lot of people can relate to that now. And so what has been the response, though? I mean, the video has probably been seen tens of thousands of times on your Twitter page alone, maybe more than that. I haven't checked the views. What's the response been like?
450,000 views on Twitter already.
Beautiful.
Which is insane. Everybody loves it. Of course, you have a few liberals that hate. But when they hate, they say, I mean, you can rap. It's using your talent for something stupid, which is them just saying they like the song subconsciously. So the response has been great. And I love it because this song actually like hits home for me personally.
Yeah, why don't you rap about like killing cops and pimping hoes? What the hell's your problem, man? Use your talents for something better.
I know, man. I gotta rap about spinning the block, killing the ops, gripping my Glock, sending them shots. That's what I gotta start doing in my song.
There you go. That'll be on Spotify in an hour.
It really would though.
They'll cut that out right now just to put it on Spotify right now.
Yeah, all you need is to add a little beat to it. It'll be uploaded in 10 minutes.
You know, what I found is, as just somebody that enjoys music, listening to music, and I'd like to consider myself a connoisseur of music, if you will, I couldn't really listen to rap anymore. Let's say maybe for like the last 10 years, you mentioned the, I think you called it the drill style. But aside from that, it seems like there's kind of been this transition to it's really just kind of dark and like grumbly and like it's really kind of dark energy. The uniqueness or the diversity that you see in rap, it's not everything kind of sounds the same to me. I could be wrong because I'm just not listening anymore. But when I listen to your songs, I'm like, hey, this is what rap used to sound like when I was listening to it in the 90s and the 2000s.
Yes, when you go to the DMX, the Tupac, or people like that, it was more like fight back music, and you could tell what they were going through and how they were feeling in their songs. Now, literally, all music, you're right, it is dark. It's about, like, R.I.P. the Juice WRLD, but being depressed and being a drug addict. Future talking about being a drug addict, or it's pure killing. And the reason I bring up drill so much is it's gotten worse. Like, at first, it was, like, killing random people on songs, and you knew the people were fake. Now, it has, like, turned into, like, talking about real 16-year-old, 15-year-old kids that your gang killed and mocking their deaths on songs. And a lot of conservatives are not even aware of this. Like, these kids that get talked about in these songs, their mothers do interviews crying because their parents are still, these mothers are still alive. And these kids are getting mocked on number one hits. You know what I'm saying? It's very demonic. It's very dark and very demonic, man.
Do you notice, though, I mean, with your audience, and maybe you can see this where they do allow your music to be distributed, do you notice, like, is it people that are listening to mainstream rap that are listening to you, or is it people that listen to other types of genres that are listening to you?
A lot of people that follow me say they used to listen to mainstream rap, but then they literally stopped because of people like me, people like Tyson James. So it's people that was into mainstream rap, but they found rap that they believe is just as good, but without the demonic activity going on in the music, man. Like, you know who King Von is, who died like a year and a half ago?
No, I'm not familiar.
It's a rapper named King Von who, like, blew up, right? And after his death, he has been, like, found guilty. Like, they have evidence now of him being the murderer of so many people. He's rumored to have killed, like, 7 or 8 people. And he had beat a murder, got out of jail, and started rapping, blew up, bragging about the murders on songs, saying the street names on songs and everything, man. And after he died, I understand he's guilty of killing, like, so many people. And it's
Do you know what record label he was signed to?
I think he may have been, I want to say at the beginning he was with Empire. He was under Lil Durk.
So that's okay, but you probably couldn't get a record deal from them, I'm sure.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear and the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold. Texas. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we got Bryson Gray with us for one more segment. You can see his new song, music video, at band.video on his channel. And I was making a joke in the last segment about how you can get signed to a mainstream record label for millions of dollars if you're rapping about pimping hoes, beating women, killing cops, killing kids, and... You were mentioning an actual example of an individual who got, I guess he's dead now, but he got, I don't know if he got charged, but it came out he was involved in some murders, and he was signed to a mainstream record label. I made a joke right before the break, like, I'm sure they wouldn't sign you, and you got cut off before you could respond to that. But I'm sure that's the case. Like, hey, yeah, you rap about gangbanging and killing, we'll sign you to a record label for millions of dollars. But if you're Bryson Gray and you rap about how you don't want to abort babies and you love Jesus Christ, we're not interested in you.
Fun fact, what I was going to say is I was actually with Empire. I remember when Empire actually first started. I actually know the owner. And my rap group in North Carolina was one of the first groups he allowed into the distribution company of Empire outside of, like, the West Coast. So in North Carolina, we was, like, one of the first people that they allowed on. But it's like they started hitting me on the back burner when I started talking about more about God and supporting Trump and things of that nature. And I just find it funny that King Von, if I'm not mistaken, was with Empire. Nobody had issues with what he was talking about, though.
Well, and a lot of people might not know your background. You've been making music for more than a decade now. And I believe, what year was it you were featured with your group on, was it 106 and Park they had you guys performing?
Yeah, I was on 106 and Park twice when I was in high school. And we had songs and movies that they played on BET all the time in high school. As soon as I graduated, I had music on the radio in North Carolina. I've had independent success in music all my life. I did EDM music under my moniker King Vodka when I used to drink and have viral songs with EDM music. So, yeah, I've been at it like 15, 16 years.
You know, it's funny. We kind of have a lot in common as far as this is concerned, because let me pose you the question like this. If you want to be a rapper and you want to make millions of dollars and you want your stuff played on the radio and you want the big concert events and the venues and the music festivals, what is that process? If that's what you want to do in the rap game, what does that look like?
Well, you have to get a label. You can't do it independently because the label owns everything. They own access to radio, they own access to playlists. They don't access to getting your face in front of everywhere. They don't access to going viral on TikTok. And you have to obey. And an example I have is we had a song on the radio about girls shaking their butts. And a record label came to us, and it wasn't a huge deal. It was like $30,000 up front or whatever. And they said, but we had to continue making that type of music. Like, that's the music we had to make. That's what they wanted us to be, that group. And I was always interested in making all types of music. And I'm part of the reason the deal fell through because I didn't want to sign a contract and we were getting forced to make one type of song, but they said that's what they wanted. So you have to obey and you have to be a part of the machine. And when you're not a part of the machine, Kanye West, over the last week and a half, shows you what happens.
And, you know, it's not exactly the same, but I bet there's a lot of similarities when it comes to political commentary and news. And because I'll have people come to me like, why do you work for Alex Jones? Why do you insist on working for InfoWars? It's like, you could make a lot more money doing this. You could make 10 times the money doing this. It's like, you don't get it. You don't get it. To us, success is not how many zeros are at the end of our bank account. Especially in today's day and age, success means something totally different to me. Success to me means staying loyal to myself. And staying loyal to the people that follow me, staying loyal to the people that raised me, and wanting to create a better future. If I can create a better future where the people around me can be prosperous and I can maintain human freedom, at least in America, and self-government, to me, that's success. Whether I have one zero in my bank account or 30 zeros in my bank account. If I don't have those freedoms and I've got $100 million, I'm a failure. I'm a loser.
I agree, and I think I talked to you about this before, but the Trump campaign stopped working with me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the LGBT Trump supporters was reporting my lyrics to them, telling them what I was saying on social media.
And by the way, you could have chosen at that time to change your stance. You didn't do it. You want to talk about that briefly?
Yeah. So when I was there shooting for the Republican National Convention, because I remember it was during COVID, so it was digital. If y'all remember, I was on there. And when I was there, they had offered, you know, me a contract to perform at all the rallies leading up to the election in November. But then afterwards, I was getting complaints from the LGBT Trump supporters. And they basically asked me to tone it down. I just said no. It was simple.
You know, here's how this is what the Republican Party needs to do. It really needs to have the approach of a big tent, meaning, hey,
If you're LGBTQ but you agree with our beliefs, you're in. If you're anti-LGBTQ but you agree with our beliefs, you're in. If you're black, if you're white, if you're brown, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, if you're Muslim, I mean, that's not, this is the big tent we need to be in. We need to stop pushing people away because we have a little disagreement. We understand we have more in common than we disagree with. So, yeah, you know what? Oh, I don't like that Bryson Gray refuses to say that the Bible, doesn't say that homosexuality or sodomy is a good thing, so I don't want to hear from anymore. No, you should still be able to hear from Bryson Gray. Just if you don't agree with him, that's fine. We all have the same vision for the future. We need to come together.
Well, that would be consistent in the Big Ten theory now, wouldn't it? To allow people like me to have my views, to allow the Nick Fuentes of the movement to have their views. But unfortunately, the whole Big Ten theory is a lie to begin with. What they want is the same thing the LGBT has always wanted. They want complete and utter control. In a way they got it, right? The Republican Party has went very much more left wing as of late. And you know, the infiltration happened, it was successful, and people like me get pushed to the side. People like Nick Fuentes get pushed to the side. It's a part of the game, you know, as long as I stick, cause like you said, it's not all about the money. To me, integrity is way more important than money. So I'd rather have my integrity and have the people that like me for me being really me, rather than me being some fake talking point pundit.
Well, I hope you keep getting more popular, and I think this last song is really going to help you out in that endeavor. Because to me, it's, folks, what Bryson Gray does, and he makes it look easy, is actually extremely difficult to be a one-man show. It's extremely impressive. It just shows his talent. But to me, Bryson, I think you're getting better with time, and I think your last song is one of the greatest works you put out yet, and I salute you for it.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me on. Y'all have been the people that supported me since the beginning, so I love it.
Of course, brother. So, again, folks, go to band.video, Bryson Gray's channel. You can see not just his new song and music video, but a lot of his old work is there as well. And you can download it, by the way. There's a download link right there. You can put it on your phone, put it on your computer, and listen to Bryson Gray all the time. Bryson, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, there goes Bryson Gray. You heard the song, folks. Seriously, even if you don't like rap, you're probably going to like that one. And follow him on Twitter or go to band.video. You can see his work. Now, again, we are happy to have built band.video so that we can put other artists and other commentators and journalists and musicians and everything on there. Because we want that. We actually want the big tent. We actually want everybody to be welcome. That's part of what we're doing here at InfoWars. But it is expensive. It's not cheap. And that's okay because we have a business model that sells supplements to fund it all. And they say, look, oh, supplement companies make all this money. Yeah, but it doesn't go towards funding a news organization. It goes into the owner's pockets. That's fine. That's capitalism. I'm not complaining. We sell supplements to make money to fund our news operation. No big sponsors, just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I'm telling you, some of these supplements are just total game changers. Super Male Vitality is a huge game changer, especially for men. Once you get into your 30s, you notice some of that vitality, some of that energy starting to slip away. Well, you can grasp it once again with Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off. Same with Super Female Vitality, just as good for women. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Every morning, you're getting 100% of your daily value of different vitamins and minerals that you might not be getting in your daily diet. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it before it sells out.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
CDC vaccine news. I'm going to get into the latest with the child grooming that's going on in the classrooms by the liberals, as well as some other news and a guest in studio. Now, the breaking news, CDC has just voted to add COVID-19 vaccines to children's immunization schedule. There's a lot that goes into that, and there's going to be a lot of pushback as well. So I plan on covering all of that on the War Room. Now, I want to play that vote for you so that you can just see this. This is big breaking news, probably really the top story now. And so yesterday they did the same thing with the most vulnerable, the youth that are in, let's say, foster care or stuff like that, that don't have their biological parents. They got to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Now they're just saying all kids, if you want to go to school, you have to take it too. Now, of course, you don't. So there's going to be a lot of litigation. There's going to be a lot of religious exemptions and everything else. But here is the vote. CDC unanimously says all children should take the COVID-19 vaccine.
We have everybody in? Thank you very much. We'll proceed with the vote. So as a reminder, please state your name, whether
two
you have
of them
any
wearing a
of
mask
interest, and your
in
vote.
A digital press conference.
I'm going to start
wearing a mask
right now with Dr. Bell.
Bell, no conflicts, yes.
Thank you. Ms. McNally.
No conflicts, yes.
Thank you. Dr. Lehr.
Lehr, no conflicts, yes.
Ms. Bhatta.
Bhatta, no conflicts, yes.
Dr. Brooks.
Brooks, no conflicts, yes.
Dr. Daly.
Daly, no conflicts, yes.
Dr. Sanchez.
Sanchez, no conflict, yes.
Dr. Shaw.
Shaw, no conflicts, yes.
Dr. Long.
Long, no conflict, yes.
Dr. Cotton.
Cotton, no conflicts, yes.
Dr. Sineas.
Sineas, no conflicts, yes.
Dr. Paling.
Paling, no conflict, yes.
Lee, no conflicts, yes. Dr. Talbot.
Talbot, no conflicts, yes.
Dr. Chen.
Chen, no conflicts, yes.
Thank you. Dr. Morton.
And the motion passed 15 unanimously in favor.
Now imagine voting to make children take a vaccine that has not been tested and that has already killed more than 10,000, more than 30,000 people that we know of. And I've got more news on it. We're going to cover it coming up in the war room, folks. But, you know, and see, here's the thing, too. They want to make a situation where, oh, you can't even question the doctors or you can't even say their name or you're going to get sued or you're going to be called a terrorist. That's the environment they want this to go down in, because that's how totalitarians, that's how authoritarians work. And that's now the type of country we live in. But no, you should remember the names of all of those doctors. Because when this vaccine gets forced into children's arms and they get sterilized and they die, you're going to know that those are the doctors that voted to do it. And I would also say, and I'm going to have more on this coming up later on the War Room too, I would remember the names of those doctors because in 5 years, they'll all be working for Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, making millions of dollars. And now you know why. Because that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Now, of course, InfoWars was years ahead of this story. We knew all of this was coming since they announced that we were in a pandemic. We knew one of the ultimate goals was the forced vaccination of sterilization vaccines, deadly vaccines, poisonous vaccines, mRNA vaccines. That was always the goal. The pandemic was just a tool to get to this point. Now we are here. And it was Alex Jones that predicted it years ago. We played the clip earlier. Now, as Alex is out, we're going to be playing a lot of these classic, timeless Alex Jones clips, Alex Jones was right clips, sometimes dating back 20 years, sometimes dating back 5 years, sometimes dating back a year, like this one. This is the case for Alex Jones. Here are big names, celebrities, politicos, talking about why we need Alex Jones. This is from January of this year.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
Dude,
he has been so canceled.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
How much heat have you gotten for being friends with him and having him on the show?
A lot, but I don't pay attention.
Okay. Yeah.
I can justify it. I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of s***.
He's a wild entertainer and a brilliant man.
Isn't he fantastic?
And no one is perfect.
I've known Alex for like more than 20 years. I've hung out with that guy. We've been hammered together so many times. It's like, that is the most misunderstood guy on the planet.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Shout out to Alex Jones. We love you.
Alex Jones is a journalist and member of the media. End of story.
Recently, many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
There's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out.
Why are the most powerful
powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
He runs a media organization. And so when the January 6th committee subpoenas him, they are basically violating our First Amendment protections.
The Department of Justice says not only is it investigating what happened inside the Capitol, but the conspirators and instigators who may have started this whole thing.
Now the committee's decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist.
The House committee investigating the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol is subpoenaing Trump allies Roger Stone and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
The committee says he helped organize the rally ahead of the riots.
Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th.
Let's start marching to the Capitol!
Running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact.
We need to not have the conversation with the police. We're going to make that the story.
Alex Jones is a journalist the same as Brian Stelter and Jake Tapper and Don Lemon are.
Absolutely. I was actually about to say the same thing.
But some people are going to be like, don't insult Alex that way.
Well, yeah. Alex Jones never lied us into a war.
Right.
True.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him.
Epstein, he was way ahead with that. He told me about Epstein a f-ing decade ago. Alex detailed all of that.
Alex Jones, InfoWars. The media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in, and he also does his research and his homework.
Coolly compare Hotez's views on COVID to, say, Alex Jones's views on COVID, and ask yourself, who's saner? It's not even close.
He's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to.
Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. It's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
You know, it really is quite a phenomenon now. That I think that in a way we're still adjusting to every day here. We're in the world that Alex Jones warned us about 20 plus years ago. We're in it now. And so now you say, how do we get out of it, or how do we identify the causes and the individuals that brought us here? As you got mass starvation around the planet, you've got, obviously, what's going on in America right now with the open border invasion and now the mandatory vaccinations and the inflation and the consumer price index and all of it. I mean, we're in it now. So now you have to accept it. All right, Alex Jones and InfoWars was right. What are we going to do now? And we got a midterm election in 19 days, which is how Americans solve these problems. But most Americans don't trust our elections now, and for good reason.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.